Welcome to Learning to Know Russian. This Traveler's Notes program has been developed in order to improve your level of comfort and safety in Russian-speaking countries. This audio, called the Context Lesson, is the first step of the program. And today's lesson set is very serious. It's about emergencies. Here is our friend Peter.
Be realistic. You don't need to prepare for meeting the Russian Mafia. Actually, we are certain that you will never need anything explained here. But still, problems happen. Remember that foreigners are easy to recognize in a crowd and attract attention. For example, thieves may steal a purse on the metro, or a suitcase at the airport. If something ukrali has been stolen, ukrali, from you, that means there occurred a преступление, a crime, преступление. And this is the domain of полиция, the police. In order to call полиция, you need to dial 02. And maybe it would even be better to ask someone, вызовите полицию, call the police. Probably the worst thing that can happen is ограбление, a robbery, ограбление. It is highly unlikely that the ограбление could happen in the daytime, at a busy spot. Do not walk at night on empty streets, and you won't need to call полиция and say, произошло ограбление, there was a robbery. Произошло ограбление. If you see fire somewhere, everything is simple. Scream, пожар, fire, пожар, and run away. When there is пожар, call 01. The worst situations are related to the health. Be careful, every winter a lot of people fall on slippery streets and get ушиб, bruise, ушиб, or even перелом, fracture, перелом. Another danger comes from сосульки, icicles, сосульки, pieces of ice on roofs. They look beautiful, but they can be dangerous for life. Pay attention to warnings. Осторожно, сосульки. Be careful, icicles. Осторожно, сосульки. An emergency situation is not the most convenient time to practice your Russian. Don't forget that you can always ask for help, saying помогите, help, помогите, or мне нужна помощь, I need help, мне нужна помощь. It is quite possible that you will want to receive the help of переводчик, an interpreter. In large cities, it is usually not a problem to find someone who speaks English, especially among young people. In complex situations, when communicating with officials, say, Я не понимаю по-русски. I don't understand Russian. Я не понимаю по-русски. And Мне нужен переводчик. I need an interpreter. The phones of emergency services are easy to remember. From city phones, 01, пожарная, the fire department. 02, полиция, the police. 03, скорая, the ambulance. From a mobile phone, you will need to dial 010, 020, 030, or 112, a unified emergency number. Emergency service operators only speak Russian, but you may get lucky and an operator who understands English will respond.
We already know something about Russia, and we have also heard a few Russian words. Now, we are going to hear them in a real conversation. Probably you will not understand everything, only some individual words. Just relax, listen, and maybe count how many Russian words you understood.
Помогите, пожалуйста.
Да-да, конечно.
Мне нужна помощь.
Вам плохо? Вызвать скорую?
Нет, вызовите полицию.
Полицию? А что произошло?
Чемодан украли.
Да что вы говорите? Ай-яй-яй-яй-яй.
Я плохо говорю по-русски. Вы говорите по-английски?
Нет.
Мне нужен переводчик.
Listen to the lessons at several times until you're enjoying it. And then keep going. Move on to the next step, a repetition lesson. It's time to speak out loud.